Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about those US biolabs in Ukraine that Russia were able to basically take out as part of their military incursion into Ukraine. And a big shout out to DJ Sharpie, who was able to bring this to my attention over on my Telegram channel. So just in case anyone is on Telegram, I'm on Telegram as well as me. So you can go over there and see my musings on the Telegrams. But just to say, anyway, a big thank you for making me aware of this. So okay, let's get to the core information here. So this is an update from the Russian Parliamentary Commission investigating the US biological activity in Ukraine. So Russia has been compiling a dossier against the US for acts of bioterrorism, and the final report is due in the autumn. So there's a lot of stuff here. I mean, so you all know the background of this one. There was the United States has been operating a range of labs, bio labs in Ukraine, some of them very close to the Russian border, doing some very questionable kind of research. Remember, because Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world, that's why it was chosen. But the deputy chairwoman of the State Duma, Irina Yarovaya, has reported on the findings. She confirmed that Putin's special military operation was necessary to suspend the Pentagon's dangerous military biological activities on the territory of Ukraine. Well, this is it. I mean, the media completely have put this down the memory hole, haven't they? Oh, the media don't want to talk about the biolabs. No. They weren't biolabs. They were just facilities for making humanity better, something like that. Is that what the media tell us? I think so, but we know that's all garbage. We know what the US was up to, but now the full details are going to be revealed in the next couple of months. She goes into detail, apparently, on the Pentagon specialists training Ukrainians to create biological weapons, as well as an instance of bioterrorism where counterfeit bills were intentionally infected with a very dangerous, highly pathogenic strain of Asian tuberculosis. What? So the Americans and the Ukrainians were working out ways to counterfeit bills with a form of tuberculosis? What? She also speaks on the veterinary lab in Mariupol. This one is of extreme significance to the Russian military and the source of the well-known report implicating the top players of the DNC. This lab possessed atypical pathogens, apparently, get this, including typhoid fever, paratyphoid fever, and 124 other C strains being studied by specialists. So what exactly was going on in these labs? The investigation also shows that documents were seized by the Ministry of Defense showing that dangerous experiments were being conducted on Ukrainian servicemen. Yes, that's right. We keep hearing this. Again, the media ignore this, killing some of them within 72 hours. So this brings about the allegation from Putin that those involved in doing this basically have been in violation of the Nuremberg Code. Ukraine also deliberately concealed information about the military biological activities of the United States of America in Ukraine. Like, let's be clear, the United States was up to no good in Ukraine in these labs. I mean, just like other parts of the world, it appears that, you know, when the US goes in, some very unpleasant things seem to happen. So these labs apparently were very much part of a NATO secret military facility. I just can't wait to get the final dossier and make this for the final dossier to be made public in order to systematize cases of criminal activities and present a final report in the autumn. So that might be an October midterm surprise in the US for the US November elections, mightn't it? Especially if we get a dossier coming out saying that, yeah, the US was up to all kinds of shenanigans in these biolabs. And can anyone therefore blame Putin for trying to take them out? Like for imagine, just imagine for one moment if Russia had biolabs in Cuba, do you think that the US would be super duper okay with that? I don't think so, and rightly so. So why would Russia be okay with NATO slash US biolabs in Ukraine? Why are they in Ukraine? Well, because I believe it's the part of NATO, which is, as I said, NATO is the global predator. It's part of NATO basically amping up its threat to Russia. NATO wants to destroy Russia as it exists at the moment. NATO seems to want a European war. NATO wants these things, and biolabs are very much part of that. And I'm sure, just like me, you're very surprised, or maybe not, that this issue of these biolabs has kind of fallen off radar of mainstream media. The mainstream media have been instructed, don't you dare talk about this. Don't talk about that. Talk about Russian war crimes. Let's not talk about what we've been up to in our special labs all dotted all around Ukraine. Well, sadly, for the West and for NATO, those labs have fallen into Russian hands. Russia has got the receipts, and what Russia needs to do now is collate all that information, put it all together, publish it, and we will then all see the evil that NATO and the US got up to in these labs located on Ukraine territory, not very far from the Russian border. Can you really blame Putin for taking action against that?